iRockRadio.me. I'm Rick Becker, and I am on the phone right now with Matt, the lead singer of Blacktop Mojo. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing great, brother. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So I want to get right into this because you guys are just blowing up right now. First of all, how does it feel?
Feels pretty cool, man. We're just kind of doing what we've always been doing. So it's nice to play to some people for once.
So the first thing that struck me is I always like to see what a band's interests are, you know, besides just music. We all love music. But what else
sure.
do you guys love doing? First of all, you relieve stress by shooting guns.
Oh, absolutely, man. We go to a place down the road all the time when we're back home, and it's called Caney Creek Lodge, where we go skeet shooting all the time. So we shoot clay pigeons and drink beer and drive around. It's on golf carts and stuff. It's pretty fun, man.
What is your sound? What separates you from other bands out there?
Our sound is kind of swampy, heavy southern rock with it's like if you mashed up Soundgarden tune with a Lynyrd Skynyrd tune. It's like just smash the two together and you kind of get us somewhere in the middle there. We actually just had a lady call it Texas grunge, so that's a pretty cool, that kind of encompasses the sound a little bit.
Texas grunge, I like that.
Our influences are pretty eclectic. Every guy in the band listens to some different stuff. Everything from folk to death metal. But we find common ground kind of in the 90s grunge stuff. Some of the heavier stuff. Soundgarden, Tool, Alice in Chains, that kind of thing. All five of us are really big into that stuff. And then you know, we grew up in the South, so we grew up listening to a lot of country and blues and stuff like that. So we kind of get it from everywhere.
You still have a couple dates left. People can see you coming up in Pennsylvania. You got a New York show and then a bunch of shows actually throughout the South. One of the things that I like to discuss with new artists is the way that the industry has changed. It,
sure.
it really seems like there's much more of a focus on the live show. Like, that's how you guys have to make your money. That's how you guys have to make your career. 20 years ago, 30 years ago, you could be a great studio band. You might not even have to tour. But now, the touring is where you make your money. So is that pressure? Does it bring an extra energy that you know that you have to not only get the people to come once, and by the record, you have to get them to keep coming every time you tour?
To me, you can be a great studio band all day, and everybody, especially nowadays with all the studio magic, and, you know, I mean, anybody can kind of sound good in the studio now, but to be able to put on a live show that people want to come out to and make those people believe what they heard on that record, you know, face-to-face, that's really where you make your living. Today, you know.
I'm Rick Becker, and coming up, we'll have more of my interview with Matt from Blacktop Mojo. But first, let's hear some Blacktop Mojo. Here it is on iRockRadio.me. iRockRadio.me. I'm Rick Becker, and it's time to continue my interview with Matt from the band Blacktop Mojo out of Palestine, Texas. And I think before we go any further, as a fellow hairy man, I've got to discuss that beard.
It took me about a month to grow it the first time, and then it's steadily just kind of grown longer and longer. And, you know, I trim it up every once in a while, but I've had this beard for about 7 years, I would say.
Listeners, I suggest you go to their Facebook page right now, and you'll see when he says every once in a while.
I really, really mean
every
it.
Every once in a while. I've also seen you do a lot of acoustic stuff, so you're not just, you can sort of bring it down a little bit. Is that an important part of your repertoire, if you will?
Definitely, man. I think it's actually a really fun challenge for us. I mean, to be able to take something, you know, or super heavy, anything that we do, and strip that back and be able to just play it in a style where we could play it on somebody's back porch, you know? You know, one of my favorite things growing up was watching some of the MTV Unplugs, where you got a heavy-ass band like Alice in Chains or somebody like that with acoustic guitars and just doing their thing, and it ends up as something special, you know?
I've noticed a real kinship in bands that are coming up now, where maybe in past generations there would be a lot of rivalry and everybody, you know, trying to fight for a small piece of the pie. But it seems like new bands coming up seem to understand that a thriving rock scene is good for everybody. Who are some bands you're playing with out on the road, or some other new bands that you guys really like and you really relate to them?
We've ran across quite a few bands, man, on this first tour here that we've done. There's a band, a couple bands in California we played with, Big Rig Dollhouse, Slater Slums. We played with them in outside of L.A. They were really great, man. They put on a great show. Stranded by Choice, Billings, Montana. Kiss Kiss Bang out of Bowling Green, Kentucky. All great bands, man, all on the come up, just doing what we're doing. They're playing shows, trying to make it work, you know?
When it comes to the music world, the rock world, we need everybody to be doing well.
Absolutely.
The chances of hearing everybody are getting smaller and smaller, so we got to keep making sure that people are listening, especially to Blacktop Mojo out of Palestine, Texas.
Thank you. We would greatly appreciate it if you listened to us.
I'm Rick Becker from iRockRadio.me, and that was my interview with Matt from the band Blacktop Mojo. Those of you in the central Pennsylvania area, I know we have a lot of you listening. You can see Blacktop Mojo at Blarney's Twisted Irish Pub in Mechanicsburg on Thursday. And starting August 31st, the band is heading down south, going to be playing North Carolina, Florida, South Carolina, Alabama, Tennessee, and they're going to wrap up their tour September 15th in St. Louis, Missouri. Once again, we'll hear more Blacktop Mojo. Here they are on iRockRadio.me.